Today officially marks the first day of summer here in Aotearoa. With good weather ahead, Kiwis are flocking to the beaches to enjoy the summer. New Zealand's famed surf beaches are bound to be on many holiday bucket lists, but it is important to remember they can be deadly if we are not careful. Christina spoke to Surf Life Saving New Zealand CEO Paul Dalton about surf safety and how we can protect ourselves in the water this summer.
Today is the first official day of summer, even though it might not look like it today, it's a bit dreary, but after lockdown I'm sure many Kiwis have been keen to hit the beach and enjoy the sunshine and warm weather that we've been having. First of all, what does Surf Life Saving New Zealand do?
Yeah, Surf Life Saving New Zealand is sort of the national body that supports the 74 surf life saving clubs all around the country. So we do the sort of typical national office things where we provide the qualifications framework for lifeguards. We'd organise exams and testing and the training materials, those sorts of things. And do a lot of sort of back office things to support the clubs who are doing the frontline activities during the year.
As a country with many bodies of water, especially surf beaches, how important is water safety and surf safety?
I think water safety for New Zealand is absolutely critical because we're totally surrounded by it. It's around us all the time, inland with lakes and rivers and all those sorts of things, and nobody is very far from the coast. So water safety for a country like us, where it is such a big part of our culture and our recreation, we all have to be fully on our game whenever we're in and around it, so really important.
Over the 2020 and 2021 period, we've seen a record number of rescues in parts of the country. So why is that number so high this year?
I think we've started off this year with some really good weather, and the water temperature is a bit warmer than normal, so people are encouraged to get in the water. And obviously in the upper part of the country where there's been an extended lockdown, people are desperate to get out and enjoy some freedom, and obviously going to the beach or getting out on the boat is a great way to do that.
What can you tell us about rescues at surf beaches?
The rescues are, I guess, the final part of what happens on a beach. The vast majority of what we do is all preventative, and the rescue is the thing that if we haven't done enough preventatives or haven't been able to get to everybody, then a rescue is the last resort. But there's lots of things that happen in between, and most of our time is spent either keeping the flags in the right place so people know where to swim, or if people aren't swimming between the flags, trying to get them to do that. So keep them away from rips, keep them away from other hazards, and so the rescue is the last cab off the rank, and the last thing we want to be doing is lots of rescues, because that means that we've got lots of people getting into trouble.
Now, Surf Life Saving is set to release a safety report later this month. What were the key findings from this report?
Yes, the key findings are, in lots of cases, have reinforced the trends we've seen from previous years. Our drowning rate per capita is worse than a lot of other countries, and particularly stands out against Australia. We see summer as the peak time, probably naturally so, but given it's the first day of summer, it's a really good time to remind people that these next 3 months you really have to be vigilant, because that's when over half the drownings typically occur. And also males are the predominant species that are drowning. Females are making much better decisions than us males, and we need to really step up our game, and that's been a consistent trend that is not going away.
What advice do you have for beachgoers to keep themselves safe this summer?
I think our tried and true messages are still really important. So swim between the flags whenever you can, choose a lifeguard at a beach, listen to your lifeguards and swim between those flags. Really understand your limits. If you're not going to be at a lifeguarded beach, it's really important not to underestimate the risk and overestimate your ability. And really important for older guys like me who, we were legends in our day, and that day is quite a while ago. So what we think we can do in terms of going out and swimming jumping in the waves is not a reality anymore, and that'll get us into trouble really quick. So know your limits, keep your kids close, and that really means within arm's reach. You know, if a big wave comes in and knocks them over, then they can disappear very, very quickly in that wash of surf. So those are really important, the sort of just basics that for people need to get right.
What are some high-risk activities that you would encourage people to avoid this summer?
Oh, yes, I think there's lots, just in terms of going out into big surf where you're not a confident swimmer. You know, you need to be able to hold your breath for quite a while if you're being pounded underwater by waves. So watching out for big waves, watching out for rips, not taking pool toys along to the beach. You know, we don't want to see any unicorns or swans being blown out to sea. We've got to go and rescue people. A lot of it is common sense stuff, and when you're looking back in hindsight, the decisions get made that were bad, but often if you've made those decisions before and got lucky, you think that your behaviour is actually safe when it's not.
Finally, how can we support Surf Life Saving New Zealand?
I think there's lots of ways to support us. One is by coming along and finding those patrol beaches, making sure that that you're doing the right things. You're asking the lifeguards for advice if you're not sure what's safe and what's not. So just help us keep you safe by doing the right things and asking for advice and help if you need it.
Truly important stuff that we all should take note of.
Yeah, no, and all it needs is one person to have listened and make a change to their decision, and that's a life saved. So it's a really powerful thing to get people thinking and making better decisions.
That was Surf Life Saving New Zealand CEO Paul Dalton speaking to Christina about how we can keep ourselves safe in the water this summer.